What is it you call that thing that you use to sweep with when you're cleaning up?
Broom.
You know, different types of brooms? What was that old-fashioned broom?
Straw broom, dog. We use a rain straw and make that one broom. I sure do miss it too now.
Are they better than these new brooms?
Yeah, we like them better because they're without a reason. You get something like that pain into you, grow up with you, you miss it. I got one little stumpy bunch of straw out there on the back porch now. I just keep it here. I don't want to wish it for it all, but I just keep it to look at because I love me some straw broom. In fact, all the folks that love them like I do have gone on, passed on. Mm-hmm. Lena Marsh. Ain't but one of them living now, and that's Frank, definitely. Me and her used to walk from here way down on this river I was telling you about. We walked down there on the river and just fields of straw, way pretty. We'd bring us a bomb and come on back to that.
Say that broom that we're talking about was in that corner over there, and that door was open, you know, so you couldn't see the broom. And if I was looking for the broom, you'd say the broom's
in the front door.
You ever lose a broom like that?
No, I don't think so. But I think you ever see it if you freaked out like that. Been back to town?
No.
You know, years ago, women usually did one certain thing on every Monday.
So why? Wash the laundry. Mm-hmm. You do it now. I ain't never done it, but I... They don't care what kind of weather it is. It's just drizzling rain, they're gonna wash, and it's rain. Now, it was too cold for anybody to wash this morning. My neighbor out there. Come out here and go hunting a box. You know, box big enough to send the cake off in. So, he said, I don't got my clothes out. I said, baby, you washed a good morning cold. Yeah, it ain't cold out there. We ain't cold. I said, it's cold everywhere. When it gets cold, it's just cold. I said, well, you stay well, because you only got the cold on or something happened to me. This neighbor.
Yeah. What'd you do with the clothes after you got through washing them to get the wrinkles out?
We hang them out on the line.
And was there something hot, you know, that you ran over there to get the other wrinkles out? You say you had to do what? How did you do that before you had the electric irons?
My irons are sitting in that, you can't see them, but there's one on this side and on the other side to keep the fire rolling down. But we had iron irons. You ever seen that?
I might have. Not too many of them.
Sure, I took you in washing and the ironing.
How you doing?
With that kind of iron. Just have a good fire in that fireplace and sit them irons down there. Big washing. One man here was named Robert Cole. Robert's dead now. All my good folks are dead. The job sent him to Panama. Ain't there a Panama Canal?
Yeah.
Place
Central America.
Well, anyhow, your job sent him over there to work. You know that